insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you to another of our programs, and we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of a few more of His verses. First, let's hear the verses.
أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُوا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا بِالْآخِرَةِ فَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابُ وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَقَفَّيْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ بِالرُّسُلِ وَآتَيْنَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَيَّدْنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ أَفَكُلَّمَا جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ بِمَا لَا تَهْوَى أَنفُسُكُمُ اسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ فَفَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ بَلْ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ فَقَلِيلًا مَا يُؤْمِنُونَ.
We had arrived at verse 86, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُوا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا بِالْآخِرَةِ. They are the ones who bought the life of this world for the hereafter. Who does they refer to? We'd have to explain very briefly, because it took two sessions explaining the previous verse, and I don't want to get into the details. But briefly, we were told in the previous verse that the Jewish tribes outside of Medina were picking and choosing which laws they wanted to act according to and which laws they didn't. And we explained that that shows that such people actually do not have faith or have very weak faith, all right, and practically they don't have faith that these laws are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's laws and that these laws have got to be obeyed. If they did, they wouldn't pick and choose as they wished. They wouldn't say, okay, we're going to act according to this one willingly and for a number of years, and we're not going to act according to the other ones for a number of years. That shows that actually this is not based on obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we explained that actually, historically, we know it wasn't based on obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They acted according to, or they chose to act according to one because of their personal interest, and they chose to leave the other one because of their personal interest. Both of them was based on their interest of this life. And now with that, this verse makes complete sense, that they are, this is the source of why they did what they did. They are the ones who bought the life of this world for the hereafter. In other words, they gave up the hereafter. They sacrificed the hereafter, which they would have obtained by obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and acting according to all the laws, not because of my interest, but because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said it. Instead of that, I gave that up for the life in this world, for personal interest in this life. Okay. And that is dangerous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the source of such practice, the source of this disastrous behavior that would cause, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the continuation of this verse, فَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابُ وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ. So their punishment shall not be lightened, nor will they be helped. Such a punishment will come for these people. What is the source of that? The source of it is this, that if one prefers this life over the hereafter, we got to be careful, brothers and sisters. The attachment and the love of this life and not remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a daily basis could lead us to preferring this life over the hereafter, such that we would become one of these. That al-ayadu billah, and we seek refuge to God from this, we would be picking and choosing which law to act according to and which law not to act according to. In verse 87, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَقَفَّيْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ بِالرُّسُلِ. The verse continues with the issues regarding Bani Israel. You know, if you remember, since verse 47, we've been, you know, the verses have been generally addressed to Bani Israel. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَقَفَّيْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ بِالرُّسُلِ. Certainly, we gave Moses the book and followed him with the apostles. You know, Prophet Dawood, Prophet Sulaiman, the other prophets of Bani Israel came along after Prophet Musa. And then, after the Rusul, says, mentions one of the Ulul Azms, وَآتَيْنَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. And we gave Jesus, the son of Mary, manifest proofs. وَأَيَّدْنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ. And confirmed him with the Holy Spirit. أَفَكُلَّمَا جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ. This was the pretext for the following. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, at the beginning of the verse, we sent Prophet Musa with a book. Then we sent these other prophets. Then we sent Prophet Isa with al-bayyinat, referring to the Injil, the New Testament that Prophet Isa came with, which unfortunately we really don't have today. All we have was what was written afterwards and a number of years afterwards. And most of them talk about the life of Prophet Isa. The actual Injil we really don't have today with us. This is why وَأَيَّدْنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ. We confirmed him with the Holy Spirit. This is something special that whenever Prophet Isa has been mentioned in the Holy Quran, this أَيَّدْنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ, in most of those verses it's been carried on afterwards as well, and it's been explained afterwards that he was confirmed with, or the ta'yid was done with the Holy Spirit. This Holy Spirit was with Prophet Isa. And as we know, as a young child, as a newborn, he was able to speak with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and express to the Jewish people you know, that he is a prophet and he's sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he's been given a book. Inshallah, in the surahs to come, we will be getting to those verses and we'll have to explain there. So anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the sending of these prophets, Prophet Musa, the prophets between him and Prophet Isa, and then at the end, Prophet Isa. Now, as we said, these are addressed to Bani Israel. It says, أَفَكُلَّمَا جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ بِمَا لَا تَهْوَى أَنفُسُكُمْ اسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ فَفَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ. Is it not that whenever an apostle brought you that which was not your liking, the apostle, the prophet, would bring something that they didn't like? Is it such that whenever that happened, you would act arrogantly, istakbartum? Acting arrogantly meant they would reject it, they would defy it. Like, no, this is not from God. We have been given the book. We were sent prophets before our forefathers like this or like that. So they istakbartum. They acted arrogantly and said, no, this is not something we're going to be accepting. Why should we accept you? You are, you know, the prophets were amongst the less rich, or part of the, you know, shepherds and people that were not known as wealthy people in their society. So why should we listen to you? This was the attitude that they had towards their prophets. So every time the prophets came that and brought something and commands and remembrance and reminders to the Jewish people, to things that they didn't like, what would they do? It says, is it such that whenever that happened, istakbartum, you would act arrogantly, the way we explain, fafariqan kadhabtum, the result of that arrogant action. Some of them, fariqan kadhabtum, so you would impung a part of them. Some of these prophets, you just said, no, you're a liar. And that was enough. That was enough. For that prophet, the strength of that prophet, they would get them, that prophet and his followers, out of their way. They would continue doing what they wanted to do. And they just didn't accept it. That was enough. But some of them were fariqan taqtulun, and slay another part. And used to, if it wasn't enough to just call them liars and that, no, they're not prophets, if that wasn't enough to get their way, these Jewish people, the Bani Israel, the children of Israel, they would kill the prophets. This was something that in previous verses we also had indications of. So this is another part of their attitude. As you see, what was mentioned about the previous verse is also applying here. This is something that has constantly caused them to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in various ways. One of the worst ones has been killing prophets. It's this, that, you know, it's what I like, what I desire. If what came from the prophets was something that they liked, that was fine, that was great. If it wasn't, they were going to be rejected. And if needed, they were going to be slain and killed. And then afterwards, the message would be distorted and made into something or interpreted in a way that would actually be beneficial to them. Which was, you know, what was mentioned also in verse 85, that they decided to, you know, keep some of the laws secret and keep and explain some of the other laws. And what would they say when this happened? He says, وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ. And they say, our hearts are locked. They themselves would say this. وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ. Our hearts have been locked. They were saying this as, you know, as making fun. They were making fun of the prophets. Like, yeah, whatever. Okay, our hearts are locked up. We can't accept this. Our ears, it's like some of the other verses that say in their ears, they had actually things that would block them from hearing. They would say in this way, in this verse, they would say that, you know, our hearts are locked up. We can't understand what you're saying. This was said to them, to the prophets, as a disrespectful and a rude manner. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a reply to them, says, بَلْ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ فَقَلِيلًا مَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Yes, but it wasn't. Yes, it is such. He says, بَلْ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. It is such that the hearts have been locked up, but that is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cursed them for their unfaith. We've mentioned in previous sessions extensively what the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means and what it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala misleads people. But with that explanation, okay, which maybe we'll have to explain in the following session again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yes, your hearts are locked. You are making fun of it, but your hearts are actually locked, because that is the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what you did, for your sin. And because of that curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَقَلِيلًا مَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, a few number of them, of the Jewish tribes, of these people, are going to be faithful, because a few of them were the ones who actually did not reject and did not defy the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us actually with the ability and the practice of his laws and deeper faith, so that inshallah we will not end up being as the people that are described in these verses. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Subhanaka ya man la sharika lahu, 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 subhanaka ya man la sharika.